How do I react when I feel dissatisfied? You know, there are days that life don't quite go the way you wish it would go. Now I'm preaching. There are days that nothing can comfort you or, you know, bring any consolation. And there are days that we actually feel a little unhappy with God because we wish things would go different. Am I the only one who goes through this time? All right. And one of the things, you know, I was very dissatisfied this past week. Why can't we have this inspector come and look at this thing? Why can't we get this thing moving? You know, she's out on the conference. I'm alone by myself in my room. The boys are out. So I'm screaming at my room, why can't we have this thing done? I want to take a week vacation at least. But you know, the Bible says that the mercies of God is the cause. They are the cause that we are not consumed, you know, destroyed. I mean, if I was God and I was talking to God like this, I would have roasted me right away. But he's just patient, long-suffering, you know, and slow to anger. And I was taken to the scriptures. And then I started thinking about dissatisfaction, which is the act of failing to please. And I believe that God wants to teach you and I this morning. I started speaking about this some Sundays ago in the evening, and I stopped because the Lord said, they're not getting it. I still went through what I was told to go. But this morning, it came back to me again that maybe we should go together through some scriptures that will teach us how to react in light of dissatisfaction. You know, I wanted to have this building inaugurated last year. It didn't work. We wanted to do it at the end of the year, have the New Year's Eve service. It didn't work again. We are already in the middle of March, and we're still not inaugurated. And if I would do the desire of our general contractor, who is slowed down to almost a stop, it will take us 5 years to inaugurate. So, in frustration and dissatisfaction, I was screaming at my Lord, and he just was patient enough to deal with me. And several scriptures were given to me to share with you today that there's going to be difficult times in life, there's going to be different circumstances in life that will cause you and I to be dissatisfied. But we should always remember that in time of dissatisfaction, we should watch what we say. Give me Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. Let's start with the Never Inspired Version. In the time of dissatisfaction, we should be careful on what we say. God's mercies are still there forever. Proverbs 12, 14. But we should pay attention on what we say because we're going to be rewarded by what we say, especially in time of dissatisfaction. Proverbs 12, 14. Watch this. Let's read it. From the fruits of his lips, a man is filled with good things, as surely as the works of his hands rewards him. I was guided towards changing my way of speech and my behavior because my unhappiness and dissatisfaction would not change the course of things. If anything, it would make things worse than what it already was. Are we together here? So on those moments that life does, it just don't go the way that you want it to go, maybe it's not meant to go the way that you want it to go, then we should watch out on what we say, because maybe y'all don't have this problem, but sometimes when things don't go the way that I want, I tend to say things that I wouldn't say otherwise. Does anybody else have the same problem here? Therefore, it says, from the fruit of his lips, a man is filled with good things, as surely as the work of his hand rewards him. So I just had to get my act together, ask God forgiveness after I was given this scripture, and I started speaking differently. Do you realize that by just changing the way of speech and the attitude, we saved the church $3,000 in the last 3 days? Our bathroom fixtures, lights and whatnot, the one given by the decorator and by the contractor, would cost the church $3,600. Plus tax. I was instructed by God to change the way that I talk. Because the way that I speak, the fruit of my lips will fill me. So if I'm speaking good things, I'm going to be filled with good. If I'm whining, complaining, and crying, and cursing, and fighting, you know what is coming the way, right? And then all the works that I will have made with my hands is going to be wasted. Yesterday, I took my wife and we went out to the place where we've been told that we could get the bathroom lights. I told the contractor, I will buy it. But I will buy it. Leave it alone. I'll buy it. When we got in there, the lights that we've chosen is not in stock. And it will take 10 business days to get it. We've found something even more beautiful than what we've chosen, for a tenth of the price. Isn't God something? So there's going to be a time, my beloved, that you and I feel dissatisfied with life and with the way that things are going. Watch out what you say. Because from the fruit of his lips, a man is filled with good things. I wasn't feeling very well yesterday. I mean, I was fussing with God on Friday night, early Saturday morning, and I was corrected, lovely corrected by my Lord on the way that I speak. And I, of course, I ask for forgiveness. So I decided to do something different yesterday. I said, I'm going to walk on that building on Monday morning with or without snow, and I'm going to start blessing the name of God. So I came early yesterday, 8 o'clock. The electrician was already gone. It was before 8, quarter for 8 or something like that. The electrician was gone because of the snow. I'm thinking, dude, you are working inside the building. Come on. You know, my first reaction was to speak, you know, negatively. Why? Because I was dissatisfied with the outcome of the whole matter. Are you all following me here? Amen. Well, I took a deep breath and I started praising God. And I started walking around the building, inside the building, singing. And Donald is looking at me, you know, that puzzled look. And then we jump into the truck, we went to buy fuel. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to work on my office. And then everything in my office shut down. Right now in my office is about 15 degrees. When the church is working, the folks are working on the church, the office goes off. If I turn on the office, the church goes off. So I haven't been in my office as I usually am, God knows for how long. We still kept the positive attitude. We bless the name of God for what could be accomplished. The contractor, the general contractor, Rubino, just showed up out of the blue. And we accomplish a lot in 3 hours that my body wants to give away. And my very first reaction is to blow up. I mean, I'm always on the go, and I don't want to be laying down. I had to sit down because I was extremely weak. I was reminded again. So while they are fixing up the suspended ceiling, I'm sitting down here quoting scriptures. On my way out, I said, Lord, I bless your name for what we accomplished today. And I bless your name even more for what we will accomplish tomorrow. The electrician was the first one here today. We're supposed to have the county inspector to come to inspect the work that he did. And once it passed, the county inspector will call BG&E to come and put the pole in here. Are you all with me here so far? Brother Malcolm Sidney is finished all the running boards, and it looks fabulous. The Bible says that from the fruit of his lips, a man is filled with good things as surely as the work of his hand. Therefore, whenever you and I feel dissatisfied, whenever you and I get dissatisfied, I asked somebody recently, what is your first reaction when you get dissatisfied? The person answered me, I complained. And I said, wow. And you know what? It is true. When we get dissatisfied, our first reaction is to complain. Isn't that right? The book tells me, tells you, tells us, from the fruit of his lips, a man is filled with good things, as surely as the work of his hand rewards him. So next time that you and I get dissatisfied, let's ponder about how do we react and what we say in our time of dissatisfaction. Did you remember that one of the gospel says, one of the epistles says that our wrath does not produce the glory of God? Yeah? The Lord said, vengeance is mine. And your anger does not produce, you know, righteousness of God. So we should be careful. The way that we react, when things doesn't go our way, when we are dissatisfied. You know, I know it's tough. But I think that when we have a different attitude, especially when we think about, I wish so much that this thing would go this way, and it didn't go. I think that if we change the mode and do not allow the thing to twist what God is trying to do, we benefit a lot more. Brother Preacher, give me there Psalm 63. Let's start with verse 1, and I want to do the Message Bible. Another way. You feel dissatisfied because things didn't go the way that you and I wanted it. So when it doesn't go the way that you and I wanted, instead of getting angry and cussing God, we're going to say this. Say it with me. God, you are my God. I can't get enough of you. I've worked up such a hunger and thirst for God, traveling across dry and weary deserts. What are you talking about? Well, we got dissatisfied. We didn't get what we wanted. Then let's develop a hunger and thirst for God. What? You say, let's develop? Yes. Didn't he say, I've worked up such a hunger and thirst for God? Doesn't he say that? That means that's something that we have to pursue. This is something that we can work upon. Well, I don't like that translation. Give them the NLT. Same thing. Watch this. Oh God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. Done. So when we are dissatisfied and things are not going the way that we wanted it to go, we're going to turn around. Instead of cussing and fussing and fighting, we're going to develop that hunger, you know, that thirst for the things of God. I wanted so bad to go to San Francisco 3 weeks ago, right? 3 weeks ago. I had some miles on my card that I never used, so we got 2 tickets. And then I paid for the hotel. I didn't ask God if I could go. I just wanted to go. I want to get out of here. I want dry weather for at least two or three days. Well, lo and behold, on that week that we're supposed to go, it snowed in here, and U.S. already said that all the flights would be canceled for that weekend. They had so much rain that they had flood in San Francisco, of all places. You can imagine how dissatisfied we were, right? We've been dreaming with dry land for a few months. And, you know, on the time to go to the airport, we just sat down and we worshiped God. Because if I'm going to concentrate on this thing, I'm going to be angry. We've been looking forward to go to San Francisco. Just checking the hotel, legs up, open all the windows, let the nice breeze come through. You know what I mean? That's what we're looking for. But if things doesn't go quite the way that we want, and we will concentrate on that, you're going to cuss God. No. God, you are my God. You are our God, and I will earnestly search for you. If we were not allowed to go, God knew why we couldn't go. Are you with me? Back to the backslider translation. Watch this. God, you are my God. I can't get enough of you. I've worked up such a hunger and thirst for God, traveling across dry and weary deserts. Verse 2. So, here I am in the place of worship. Eyes open, drinking in you is strength and glory. So when you and I got dissatisfied and the trip to San Francisco didn't work, or something else that you were planning to do didn't work, we're going to call upon God. We're going to work up that hunger for the things of God. And we're going to tell God, Lord, here I am. I can go to San Francisco, then I'm going to worship you. What? Yeah. You're looking for that job. And you're thinking, well, I'm going to get some serious money on this new job. Then all of a sudden things fell through. So what do? You get depressed. You get mad. You get angry. Watch out what you say. It's better for you to come and say, so here I am, Lord, in a place of worship. I'm going to worship you because I didn't get this job. Somebody once said, are you crazy? How am I going to worship God for not getting that job? I need a job. I said, you need God. If God didn't give you that job, it's because there is a better job awaiting for you. So when we are dissatisfied and things doesn't quite go the way that we want, it's always better to come and say, Lord, here I am in the place of worship. And I've got my eyes open to see why didn't you allow me to go. Lord, I want to drink in you strength. I want to drink your glory. Did you know that God knows what he's doing? Give them verse 3, brother preacher. Read it with me. in your generous love. I'm really living at last. My lips bring praises like fountains. So it came to that point that you could not do what you want and you were dissatisfied because the outcome was not what you were expecting. Praise Him. Praise Him. His generous love has brought you and I this far. So when things doesn't go our way, we shouldn't act like spoiled brats. We should let our lips brim praises like fountains. Oh man, you done? Not yet. Give me one more verse, preacher. Things didn't go your way as you wish, and you got dissatisfied. What we're gonna do? I bless you every time I take a breath. Hallelujah! Huh? I praise God. Huh? My arms wave like banners. Isn't that right? Come on, praise God for the victory. Huh? Raise your arms. Lord, I praise you for the victory, huh? You know, it's just relearning again. And I keep thinking, from all people, I'm supposed to know better than anybody. And you know, but it's a daily struggle. When things don't go my way, I'm going to raise my hands to heaven. And I'm going to praise Him. And I'm going to worship Him, huh? And I'm going to worship Him. That's what I was created for. Say amen. Amen. Listen to verse 5. I want you to read it with me because this is one of my favorite verses on the Bible. I feel sorry for the vegan people. Read it with me. I eat my fill of
wine, grapes, and grain.
Hallelujah. So what are you saying, preacher? It didn't go like I want. I'll go to Outback Steakhouse and have a nice rib, huh? Prime rib with gravy, and then I will bless the name of God. Because complaining will not take you and I anywhere. Worry will not take you and I anywhere. Huh? But we will bless the name of the Holy One of Israel. I wonder if I should go on verse 6. Let's read it. If I'm sleepless at midnight. Did you remember what I told you in the beginning? God is going to inconvenience you. So you see, I'm not lying. I don't have that on my notes. I just said something and he agreed with me. This is not on my notes. If I am sleepless at midnight. I said 1 o'clock. Close enough, huh? What do? I spend the hours. Grateful reflection. I think verse 7 should go along with this. Let's read it. Because you will always stood up for me. I'm free to run and play. Tell your neighbor, you are free to run and play. You are free to run to God. Now what, let me stop right here. Stop right here. Would you take one more verse? Brother preacher, can you give them 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8? And we're going to wrap up. You know, as a preacher, I like to have my dogs lined up. I like to know what I'm going to preach about so I can prepare myself intellectually emotionally, psychologically. But most of the time lately, the Lord has managed to mess up my plans. And I don't like when I'm coming to church and then I forget what I'm going to preach. And then my notes is inside the Bible and I can find them. And I have the Bible in my hands. Somehow, one of you sitting down here, at least one of you, needed to hear what has been spoken this morning. And I pray to God that, like myself and my family, our goal is to become more like Him. Amen. Our goal is to please Him more and more. And little tips like this in the Word of God can make a world of difference in our lives. Did you realize, I didn't tell you that after I walked into that sanctuary at 8:15, freezing my butt because everything was off, praising God. The contractors showed up. And out of the blue, the Lord gave me a schedule of work to be done. And if all goes well, on the 1st of April, I'm going to seal the sanctuary with a burgundy paint, same color as this. And the day, 2 days after, the carpet will come in. What I mean? The rest is history. So what you're trying to say? That when we are dissatisfied, we tend to say things that we don't mean. When we are dissatisfied, we tend to shout, even slur, or things that displease our God. But we should always remember that this is a journey. We are not there yet. None of us is perfect. Nevertheless, we have the power to change the outcome of things by the way that we react when things doesn't necessarily go the way that we want. Are you with me here? If I have a nasty attitude and a nasty behavior because things didn't quite go the way that I wanted it to go, I may be missing on a bigger blessing than what God has for us. Listen to this. God can pour on the blessings in an astonishing way so that you're ready for anything and everything. More than just ready to do. Say amen. Did you get the point? When things didn't quite go the way that we wanted it to go, we better get our act together. And watch out what we say. Because God can pour on, God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything. Amen? And everything. And better of all, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. So just end up by telling your neighbor, God is going to bless you astonishingly.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.